Let's quickly talk about another trend that's happening where people get scammed at petrol stations.
Martin, this has happened for quite a couple of years. Centurion, unfortunately, tends to stand out a bit for this.
What?
Where ladies especially go to the filling stations in the afternoons,
yeah,
between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Previously with Martin Besser.
While they're at the filling station, they get approached by a woman. It looks like to you as if this woman is working alone. You know, she comes and stands by your car and she gives you this very sad story how that she just got robbed. They stole her handbag, they stole her cell phone. All she basically needs from you is, would you be so kind as to please phone her husband for her? And she cries.
Yeah.
But remember, what you see is what you're going to believe. So you're going to take your phone, you're going to dial the number. The phone keeps on ringing. She tells you a sad story that she only lives 3-4 kilometers from the filling station. Now, as I say, people are quick to say, no, I won't help. Remember, what your eyes see is what you believe. You're going to say, but can I drop you off quickly? Is you okay? Is you all right? She climbs in your vehicle, she directs you. But while she was talking to you, the two robbers were sitting in the vehicle, they watching. They work in a group of three, the lady that does the scamming and the two robbers. You leave the filling station, they follow. As soon as the road quiets out a bit, they come behind, they flash lights in their vehicle repeatedly. She shouts, it's my husband, God bless. She kisses you on the head and everything.
Oh,
you stop. As soon as you are out, the gun is pointed at you. They take you from ATM to ATM to draw money out of your account. You know what I'm going to say now is going to sound terrible. I don't care how old, how sad, how innocent that lady looks. You do not help that individual. You will say, ma'am, stand right here. Let me phone the police for you. When you start talking in that sense,
okay,
if she's trying something, she'll mention something and move away.
Okay.
If she's really in help, she'll accept the help.
That's great advice, Richard.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Tell them, yes, I want to help you. Let me phone the police. See how they react. Because they make disgusting human beings of us.
Yeah.
Because there could be someone in real trouble.
Absolutely.
But you
yes
are going to go through life as cynical and, well, you're not going to help anyone.
Interesting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Example, look at the lady in Centurion. The people are actually making a joke about it nowadays. If you can spot Aniki alongside the road with her Honda with a petrol can that's empty, we'll give you X. You know, it makes us not trust. So there can be somebody in real danger, but we just, no, it's another scam.
It's another scam. There used to be a case there many years ago there on Van Buren.
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd see that lady there
on the off ramp.
On the off ramp. You remember that?
It goes
used to stand
into
there
the main road
every single day. This
is,
and this whole petrol station scam thing, this happened quite recently, Richard.
Correct, yes. This happens on average, Martin. The Centurion, Roodepoort, those areas, you're looking at about 3-4 times a week.
Wow.
And it's something happened this week as well. This is not a legend.
Correct. Yesterday, a lady was scammed. 17,000 rand was drawn out of her credit card.
What?
The robber will tell you very quickly, I'm not stupid. I see the clothing you wear. I see the car you drive. Bring your cell phone. People have got apps on their phones. They'll force you to increase the limit that can be drawn on a daily basis. We've even had cases where they grab you on a Friday. They see the amount available in your account. They force you to increase the limit. They draw money the Friday and the after 1 o'clock Saturday morning. So they draw double.
Yes, mesmer to pure hoodavius. And this comes after a long day of work. You're tired. All you want to do is put in petrol to get home.
Yes.
To go and get dinner on. Yeah.
And what do people do at the filling stations? They stop, they quickly catch up on WhatsApps, a message came through and so, and unfortunately, that is when you most vulnerable,
Richard, always great to catch up with you. Thank you very much for shedding some light and giving us some great advice. I really do appreciate it. Richard Brousseau.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you, team.
Bye-bye. Richard Brousseau there, he has been in crime prevention and in investigative crime scams, hijacks for many, many years. If you want to hear that again, maybe to pass it along to your family or put it on a WhatsApp group so people can hear what is going on right now, what to look out for, and possibly how to treat it if you can.
This is Breakfast with Martin Besser, Jacaranda FM.